The labor leaders Federal News Radio spoke with say they had hoped for stronger White House backing of federal workers, but instead the administration has left some feds feeling robbed of support. On the pay freeze, labor groups say the White House has failed to recognize the negative effects it can have on performance and morale. J. David Cox leads the American Federation of Government Employees.
I believe that federal employees have paid more than their fair share on the deficit reduction. Federal employees have been the whale that has been repeatedly gone to over and over, and I'm of the opinion that whale is dry. It is time to look to other folks in this country instead of federal employees. If the government is going to recruit the best and the brightest and provide great government service and all these type things, they're going to have to pay a living wage to be able to recruit and retain good employees.
The administration says the pay freeze is necessary to help cut federal spending and address a mounting federal debt. Labor leaders don't necessarily disagree, but the White House now wants to extend that freeze while Congress works on a permanent budget for 2013. The National Treasury Employees Union has fought to restore pay raises. President Colleen Kelly.
Federal employees have paid over $75 billion, and that federal employees continue to be looked at too often as the piggy bank, the place to find money whenever those who are trying to either fund new programs or current programs, they keep looking to federal employees.
President Obama has proposed a 0.5% pay raise for 2013, but that probably won't happen until at least late March. Employee groups are also disappointed with the debate over federal salaries. Some numbers, including from the Congressional Budget Office, have said federal employees earn more than their private sector counterparts, but employee representatives say the White House has been complacent in allowing the public to believe that all feds are lazy and overpaid. Carol Bonacero is president of the Senior Executives Association.
An awful lot of misinformation gets tossed around. And I think, again, I know it's a tough job, but I think you have to marshal all the facts and present them with some strong emphasis and making the case. And that hasn't happened.
Also on the list of missed pledges is the president's plan to make government service more attractive. Here's then-candidate Obama at a Service Nation event before the 2008 election.
Part of my job, I think, as president, is to make government cool again and to say to young people, to say to young people, even as we're transforming Washington, come on, we want you. We want you to get involved at every level.
Labor leaders say that's a worthy goal, but they also say the White House has not been effective in improving the public perception of feds. Patricia Niehaus leads the Federal Managers Association.
Partially because of the economy, and I think because of the fact that federal employees are an easy target when there are budget issues in the federal government. Federal employees have been unfairly attacked throughout the last 4 years and before that somewhat too. But I think that we had hoped that this administration would put a stop to that basically, and it's gotten worse rather than better. So that part has been a disappointment to us.
Niehaus says the administration and Congress are focusing too much on cuts for federal employees.
I would like to see government service become more attractive, but the more that federal employees are held up as the problem in this country and the reason we have the financial problems in this country, the less qualified and quality people are going to be enticed into the government.
Labor groups also fault the president for adopting higher retirement contributions for future federal employees. New feds starting next year will pay an extra 2.3% into their pensions. President Obama signed the change in February as part of the payroll tax cut extension. And the White House 2013 budget also calls for higher contributions. But AFGE's J. David Cox sees it all as a step in the wrong direction.
The federal employee retirement system is fully paid for. That's not costing taxpayers any money. Basically, they're coming to federal employees to take money from them to increase pension contributions to offset deficits and things of that nature, not to fund the federal employee retirement system. That's just wrong. That is just plain wrong.
Employee organizations say the administration has not totally failed on supporting feds. They point to successes in labor management relations and veterans benefits, for example. But overall, they say 4 years later, the White House has a lot of unfinished business. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.